Yes, there are Godzillas deep in the ocean. These are chimneys on a continuous chain of volcanoes down deep in the ocean, and one of the largest identified chimneys is named the Godzilla. But what do these chimneys or Godzillas do? These are conduits for discharge of hot seawater to the ocean. But where does the seawater get heated? Well, there are fractures on the ocean floor that seawater can go to the ocean crust through these fractures. As the seawater percolates downward, its chemical composition changes dramatically, and the seawater becomes very hot. The hot and buoyant fluids then rapidly rise back to the ocean floor and are discharged to the ocean through the chimneys. When these fluids are in the ocean, they make a plume. The plume is full of particles, and the particles are enriched in many elements. The large particles settle close to the vent sides. However, the smaller particles are transported farther away from the vents and can finally affect the ocean chemistry. Here is where my research comes in. I'm interested to know how this process can affect the ocean chemistry. For that, we have traveled to the bottom of the ocean, thousands of meters deep, with a robotic submersible, just like what you see in the slide. With this robotic submersible, we have collected valuable sediment samples. Each of these sediment samples tells us a great story about the history of the seawater composition. In my research, I have used the geochemistry of these sediments to quantify the contributions from the plume particles to these sediments. This has allowed me to estimate the amount of elements that don't settle. Instead, they stay in the ocean, and they finally change its chemical composition. Why do we care about ocean chemistry? There are many reasons. Maybe the most important reason is the presence of a huge marine life that can be affected by the changes in the ocean chemistry. My study is a regional study. My study, along with other regional studies, are pieces of puzzle that will eventually help us unravel the ocean mysteries. Thank you.